Hi, I'm Carrie Butler, and you're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. I have a special offer for my listeners. You can get my new course at carriebutlercoach.com/Broadway Podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I played a penny who just couldn't stop the beat.
Yes, with roller skates on her feet.
A girl who loved to please.
A ghost is recently deceased.
A real cool mom. Musical version of Tina Fey.
Welcome back to Breaking Broadway. I'm here with the Tony nominees, asking them about some rejections that they got through and how they got through them.
Hi, my name is Nikki Crawford, and I'm nominated for Best Featured Actress in a Play.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Did you have moments when you like went through a hard time as an actor? And I know we all
moment,
do.
Like multiple.
Yeah.
More downs than ups.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is a lot, you know... I'm just starting to really be acknowledged. This is a 30-year undertaking.
Oh, 30 years. Great.
Yeah, it is. And I tell people all the time, if you have a dream, it's not your family's responsibility or your friends to believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 98% of the people in my life gave up on me.
Wow.
And that's okay. It might even be higher than that.
Wow.
And that's okay. Because it's not their dream to believe in. It's my dream. And I knew I couldn't see myself doing anything else other than this.
Wow.
And now I'm being acknowledged on this level. So it's wonderful. Of course, everybody says, oh, well, I knew.
Now they know.
And that's fine. But, you know, it's like, it doesn't make sense. This industry doesn't always reward talent
that's
right
100%.
Away.
100%.
You know?
Yeah.
And so,
even ever sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And so people on the outside... They're like, okay, maybe you need to do something else,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. And so there's no animosity.
Yeah.
I just believed, I knew I could easily have gotten a six-figure job doing something smart, but I would be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
That's not life. That's not living. It's existing. And I didn't want it to just exist.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is James Imes, and I am nominated for Best Play for my play, Fat Ham.
Congratulations, James.
Thank you.
Have you had a lot of rejection on your way to this Tony nomination?
Oh, yeah. Lots and lots and lots. But you know that you can't appreciate a moment like this.
That's right.
If you've just sailed to it, you know. I think the hard work and the rejection, it's all material. It all helps you become the artist that you're going to be.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for joining
us.
And best of luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
I am here with Kevin Calhoun from Shucked. I just saw him in the show last night. You are hilarious.
Thank you.
So good. The whole show is so funny. The thing I loved about it most was the surprising turn at the end.
The twist.
Yeah. And just
how
heartfelt it is.
I know.
It is. Not preachy,
no.
But really, just I thought it was really a smart the way it was done. I feel like we kind of started out together.
I think so too. Yeah,
and so I'm sure you have had times in.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a podcast for like young artists starting out. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any times where you were like, oh my God, am I going to make it? Like, what's going to happen? Oh. And now you're like, you know, nominated for a Tony.
Can you, I mean, crazy. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the artist's life, right?
It's yeah. Just, do you have any big rejections or?
Oh gosh, there are so many things. But then when you don't get them.
Right.
And something else is right yes. there. That's what propels you. And you're yeah. like, see, if I yeah. had done that, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yes.
You know, and it's also gratifying too, when you lose a job, like All Shook Up is a perfect example.
Yes.
Because I had done all the readings, mm-hmm. all the workshops. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't get asked to do the production, but mm-hmm. Mark Price did. And then when I saw Mark do it, who's so genius, I was like, oh, I couldn't do that. Like, that was meant for Mark. That's aww. Mark's. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. he's so singular and special. And I've had that experience a lot where a job has gone to another actor. But then when I see it, that's, you're like, they're meant, that's theirs.
Yeah, but still, that's so nice of you to have.
Well, but I mean it. You yeah, know, like, yeah. everybody gets what they're supposed to get.
I agree that. I you know, there's that like kids book, you get what you get and you don't get upset. That's what
yeah.
I see to my.
Yeah, and that's what good. I feel that's like, such a great lesson.
Yeah, yeah. I am here with Julia Lester from Into the Woods, nominated for a Tony.
My God. Hearing you say that, I think I'm going to faint right now. Okay.
So cute. I have a podcast for young performers and I usually ask, like, do you have any great advice or do you have, like, good rejection stories? You
know? Ooh, yeah, that's a really great question. I'm here now, which mm-hmm. is crazy, and I'm wearing a Tony nominee pin, mm-hmm. and it is a huge culmination and exciting thing to think about when I look back at my younger self and my teenage self, mm-hmm. like, you know, not getting the part I wanted in my high school play,
yes.
and wondering, you know, is this meant for me? Am I meant to do this? Mm-hmm. And and here I am now. And so that's really, special to look back on and know that in times where I wondered if it would work out.
Yeah.
And here we are, and to just keep pushing and keep going and to be fully authentically you, and it will take you places.
Yes.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
If you don't get your high school play, there's still hope to win.
Yeah, maybe one day you'll be a Tony nominee. So yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Lorna Courtney. I play Juliet in Anne Juliet, and I am nominated for Best Leading Actress.
Hi, Lorna.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any good, like, rejection stories where you didn't get something, but then you ended up getting something better
or
turned around?
I mean, I probably sent in about 100 self-tapes, like, before I got this. Uh-huh. So for different things, like, within TV, film, and theater. So and it was also during the pandemic. So I graduated a year early from my school. I was supposed to graduate May of 2020.
Oh.
But instead I graduated May of 2019. And some of my classmates actually who are in Kimberly Akimbo.
Oh.
Yeah, Nina and Liv. Mm-hmm. And Michaela Diamond, I went to high school with.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're both nominated.
Look at you all.
I would say to just keep going. Mm-hmm. I would say to if you aren't getting those opportunities, you can grab a group of friends and create your own works. And also just continue looking and searching for those opportunities. We have things like the playbill.com, like the jobs page, or looking on Broadway World, or, you know, or what have you, and just making those connections. And just because you hear no, it doesn't mean that don't take things personally. It just means that wasn't right for you in that moment, but there's something else that's better.
Yes, I love mm-hmm. that.
I'm Natasha Yvette Williams. I'm a Tony nominee for Best Featured Actress in a Musical.
Natasha, congratulations. I saw your show. I loved it. You were so, so good.
Thank you. I love you.
Oh my gosh, your voice. What? So fun. Thank you. Do you have either like, did you go through a dry spell or a time when you were like, oh, or like a bad rejection? Mm. You know, all of those rejections we've all had a million times.
We've had definitely, I know we've had more no's than we've had yeses.
Yeah.
And I take something with me each time. My mother used to say, I used to do pageants when I was skinnier. And I would get like in the top, if I didn't make the top 10 or I didn't make the top 5, my mother would always say after, baby girl, you were number 11. You know, you just got to do the next one. And, you know, and you will be right in that top 10. Or if I didn't make the top 5, oh, you were number 6. Oh, I know you were. And when we, after this pageant, we're going to go get some ice cream or we're going to go get whatever, however we were going to celebrate the win, we were also going to celebrate the same way if we didn't, if we didn't win. And so, but the goal was to do the, to get to the next one, to do the next one. And what it taught me, I think, was that in the business that I'm in, all of those no's get you closer to the yes. And while they hurt at the time, there's disappointment at the time, if you're recognizing that the joy of this is the audition or the or the growing each time, then when you get to next time, my next time is like this year.
Yes.
It's finally here. And when you get there, it's just as sweet because all of those no's are steps to get to this moment. So, yes, there were lots of disappointing moments, lots of waiting, lots of promising myself, okay, it's the next one, maybe the next one.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say to everybody, the next one does come. Don't give up, if you keep going, the next one will come.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope that you have an amazing Tony season.
I'm already having it. It's
great. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
My name is Miriam Silverman, and I was nominated for Best Actress in a Featured Role in a Play, or Best Featured Actress in a, I don't know, Best Featured Actress in a Play. That's
amazing.
It. I'll get it right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have any really good rejection stories, like where something didn't work out and then it's, you know, it wasn't meant to be
I will say I went to a wonderful graduate program at Brown University in Trinity Rep, and the program just wasn't as established as some of the other fancy MFA programs. And I remember our showcase not being well attended and not getting as many meetings with reps and casting directors as one hopes for, and thinking, you know, having that, it felt in and of itself a kind of rejection or a failure to launch.
Yeah.
But what that ended up doing was allow me to carve out a slightly different path. I didn't move to New York right away. I did some fabulous productions in other places and pursued art that mattered to me, because I wasn't on some, you know, fast track to being a TV star or something.
Yeah,
you know, I really was able to continue to hone my chops in the theater and in all these incredible spaces around the country and in New York. So it was at the time felt like, oh no, you know, what am I going to do without like a really great agent right away or whatever. And it ended up being a gift.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for
being here.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I would love to hear your rejection stories. You can tag me on Instagram at either CarrieButler1 or CarrieButlerCoach. I would love for you to duet with me at CarrieButlerNYC on TikTok. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like me to come to your school or theater group and give a masterclass or a talk back, please reach out at carriebutlercoach.com. If you like this podcast and want more episodes, please go to bpn.fm/breakingbroadway and subscribe, like, or share.
Together, you and I are breaking Broadway.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.